Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A demonstration will be held tomorrow in St Stephen's Green in Dublin by animal welfare groups to protest the government's new rules around XL bully dogs, which are set to come in from the 1st of October. This new legislation is being introduced following a number of high-profile attacks in Ireland by this breed. Brenda Fitzpatrick from Working Animal Guardians Rescue is one of those organising the protest, and Brenda's on the line. And we're joined too by James Madden, veterinary officer with Leitrim County Council. Brenda, we'll come to you first on this. What is your concern about these rules that are due to come into effect on the 1st of October?
Hi, Claire. Well, the banning of any dog or breed of dog or type of dog simply does not work. And this has been borne out in so many countries across the world, including the UK, Canada and the States. And there is empirical, factual, statistical evidence to support this. And, you know, it's proven that dogs of any breed are less likely to attack if they are effectively socialised, trained and taken care of. Evidence coming out of the UK, for example, in terms of hospital admissions from dog bites from the period 1998 to 2018 states that the dog bite rate has tripled in the UK.
Listen, can I ask you what you fear will happen to these dogs after the 1st of October?
Well, Claire, there's a huge welfare and moral ethical kind of issue here, because at the moment the dog pounds in Ireland and rescues also are overflowing with, you know, different types of bull breeds, including the XL bullies. And once the 1st of October comes in, you know, these dogs cannot be rehomed. So basically they will be condemned to death. And so we're talking about a whole population of dogs here who have done absolutely nothing wrong, only they have the unfortunate luck in life to be owned by the wrong people.
Okay.
And to be born probably into backyard breeders.
All right. You know? Well, James, that's a good point to bring you in. I mean, is that what will happen after the 1st of October, that this breed, the XL bully, they will be condemned to death?
The regulation on the 1st of October will prohibit the sale or transfer of XL bully dogs. So those dogs which are in welfare organisations or dog pounds may not be transferred to a new owner after that date. That's the current situation. Yeah.
So the pounds, the pounds, and the homes and so on, they'll have no option but to destroy those dogs. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say, and I would say the demand for these type of dogs has collapsed over the last number of months, particularly since the fatal attack this year and some very serious attacks last year and all the media coverage. And it's becoming very difficult to rehome these dogs from pounds or from welfare organisations. People don't want them, and many people who own these dogs are surrendering them to local authority pounds. So there is a difficulty now with rehoming them, irrespective of the regulation on the 1st of October.
Right. Now, Barry Cummins had a great report on this on Primetime last night, and we could see there that there are some of these dogs, these XL bullies, that are looked after well, they're trained properly, the owners are very responsible, and they're not a problem. And you can understand how upset they would be at having to give up their pet.
Absolutely, yes. And this regulation is not aimed at those owners. From the 1st of October, responsible owners are in a position to apply for certificate of exemption. The last date for application will be the 31st of January 2025. So they'll have 4 months to apply for that certificate of exemption for their XL bully dog. They will have to have a valid dog licence. They will have to have a microchipping certificate for that dog. And the dog will have to be neutered, or there will be a commitment to have it neutered within the following 3 or 4 months following the 1st of February.
Do you take any comfort from that, Brenda, that, you know, people will be allowed to keep their dogs?
We're in support, Claire, of all of those measures. Absolutely. We agree with that. But what we're concerned about are all the other dogs, the dogs who will be dumped, who are being dumped, the dogs that are currently being born, the dogs that will continue to be bred in backyards and front yards and so on. What happens to those dogs? We're talking about a whole population of dogs here. And also, Claire, one of the major issues is the misidentification and miscategorization of XL bully dogs. I did watch the prime time programme last night. It was very interesting. I was glad that Susie and Pete were there in the studio, but even with the report from the ISPCA, there were dogs there, you know, on screen that were clearly not XL bully dogs, but they were being referred to as XL bully dogs. And this is something that's been replicated, that we've seen in rescue centres and in pounds across Ireland, the misidentification of these dogs, okay, because the XL bully dog is a hybrid dog.
Okay, James, so is that a problem, misidentification of the breed?
Yeah, okay. I'll take that point first, okay? The breed, it's not a breed, it's a breed
type.
It's the type of dog. It's not an actual recognised breed in the UK or Ireland. There is a physical confirmation standard which will be published within the next 2 days, and it's available in the UK. The identification of the breed in Ireland is going to be based exactly on the UK identification method.
And in fairness, Barry did that, because I saw the graphic on screen last night with all of those physical points outlined.
Yes, and we hope to publish that probably early next week. We'll be in a position to publish the physical confirmation standard, but it's available in, if you just go Google it and go into the UK network, you can see that physical confirmation standard, and it outlines very clearly how an XL bully will be identified, particularly on the height characteristic, 20 inches for a male, 19 inches for a female. So we will be in a position to identify very clearly which dogs are XL bullies and which are not, and our dog wardens will be trained and very well trained in that aspect of identification.
And what happens then, as Brenda points out, to the dogs that are being born, this type of dog being born now? What will be the strategy around that after the 1st of October?
Okay, so a dog born now, or indeed a dog that is mated before, it will be legal to mate your dog up until the 1st of October to produce XL bully dogs, but after that, breeding will be illegal. So from the 1st of October, you cannot mate. So dogs born now and dogs born until early December, you will be allowed to apply for certificate of exemption for those dogs, well, the puppies, essentially. Mm-hmm. Now, there is an issue here. You may not be able to clearly identify that puppy will grow up to be an XL bully and will reach the height of 20 inches if it's a male. Very difficult to know if a puppy is 2 months old that it's going to be 20 inches as a fully grown adult. It might be 19.5 inches and fall outside the category of XL bullies. If somebody applies for a certificate of exemption and the dog turns out not to be an XL bully, for example, in particular if it doesn't reach the height characteristic, they will be in a position to claim a full refund of their fee from the local authority.
Right, okay, but they can apply for the licence before the dog has fully grown and before it's known if they're an XL
Absolutely.
Bully or not.
Okay. Absolutely, yes. They can apply, once they apply before the 1st of February and pay their application fee, which is going to be €120.
Okay.
They will be then in the position to reclaim it if the dog turns out not to be an XL bully.
All right, listen, we'll leave that one there, but as I said, Brenda and her colleagues are having this demonstration tomorrow in St Stephen's Green to protest against the new rules around the XL bully dog, and those rules are set to come in from the 1st of October. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.